This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. regulators are saying that the single-shot Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective. The J&J vaccine is set to become the third COVID-19 vaccine to be authorized in the U.S. It's being touted as a cost-effective alternative to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Trials found it prevented serious illness, but was 66% effective overall with more moderate cases. The company plans to provide the U.S. with 100 million doses in the coming months. The U.K., EU, and Canada have also ordered doses. The U.S. will release a report imminently, which is widely expected to implicate Saudi Arabia's crown prince in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. U.S. President Joe Biden has read the report and says he will speak to the Saudi king about it soon. Khashoggi was brutally killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The crown prince has denied any involvement. Saudi authorities say Khashoggi's death was the result of a rogue operation by a team of agents sent to bring him back to Saudi Arabia. A Saudi court sentenced 5 people to death for the murder, but these were commuted to 20-year prison sentences last September. Chinese President Xi Jinping celebrated complete victory in the effort to eradicate rural poverty at a ceremony in Beijing on Thursday to mark a signature initiative of his 8-year tenure. State media credit his leadership with lifting nearly 100 million people from poverty, a milestone he declared in December and framed as a birthday gift for this year's 100th anniversary of the ruling Chinese Communist Party. This is VOA News. Australia has become the world's first nation to make digital companies such as Facebook and Google pay domestic news outlets for their content. Parliament approved the law Thursday. It would allow a government arbitrator to decide the price a digital company should pay news outlets if the two sides fail to reach an agreement. The final legislation includes a set of amendments as part of an agreement reached Tuesday between the Australian government and Facebook. The agreements ended a stalemate that prompted Facebook to block all Australian news content last week, preventing them from being viewed or shared. Australian media companies have seen their advertising revenue increasingly siphoned off by big tech firms like Google and Facebook in recent years. The militaries of India and Pakistan said in a rare joint statement on Thursday that they have agreed to observe a ceasefire along the disputed border in Kashmir, having exchanged fire hundreds of times in recent months. The nuclear-armed neighbors signed a ceasefire agreement along the line of control in the Kashmir region back in 2003, but the truce has frayed in recent years, and there have been mounting casualties among villagers living close to the border. The African Union is backing calls for drug makers to waive some intellectual property rights on COVID-19 medicines and vaccines to speed up their rollout to poor countries, the head of its disease control body said on Thursday. South Africa and India, which both manufacture drugs and vaccines, made the proposal at the World Trade Organization last year. The countries argued that intellectual property rules were hindering the urgent scale-up of vaccine production and the provision of medical products to some patients. In the United States, U.S. Capitol Police were aware of the possibility of violence from armed extremists when the U.S. Capitol was attacked by supporters of former President Donald Trump, but they quickly became overwhelmed by insurrectionists. This is what the acting police chief is saying. Intelligence collected ahead of the January 6th assault on the Capitol suggested that the gathering would have the participation of armed militia members, white supremacists, and other extremist groups, Yogananda Pittman said in a prepared testimony to be delivered Thursday before the U.S. Congress. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.